Vice President John Mahama has emphasized that government can only fully satisfy workers' needs if productivity is improved in the public sector, as is done with the private sector. He said this is where organized labor has a role to play in partnering government to sensitize workers to the rationale for the single spine salary structure. The Vice President was addressing the 11th Quadrennial Delegates Conference of the Maritime and Dock Workers Union of the TUC at Winneba in the Central Region. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
Workers engaged in inland waterways, seafaring, fishing, dry dock, harbour and terminal operations are but a few groups of people who form the Maritime and Dock Workers Union of the TUC. Just like all other unions, the Maritime and Dock Workers Union look to maintain just and appropriate rates of salaries, working hours and good conditions of service. Unionized groups and the Ghana Trade Union in particular have been very instrumental in fighting the cause of workers and other issues of national importance. Their role in national development cannot be overlooked, according to Vice President Mahama, reaffirming government support to see more workers unionized. Vice President Mahama noted that the rationale behind the single spine pay policy is to achieve equal pay for work of equal value, but regretted that some unionists are inciting workers against the government. He said government has plans for the maritime industry, who are the biggest beneficiary of the China Development Bank loan facility, which includes modern landing sites, expansion of the Takoradi Port, Western Railway, among others.
The success of modern day unionism will not be judged by how much industrial unrest or strikes leadership is able to organize, but how we are able to forge consensus to preserve and protect jobs for our members. I think this is one of the major challenges that should engage discussions at the MDU Quadrennial Delegates Conference. Of course, we have seen some agitations, especially in respect of the implementation of the single spine salary structure, with various unions threatening strikes or agitations to compel government to offer more. But let me remind all unions and organizations that the rationale behind implementation of the single spine salary structure is to create a universal salary structure. And so while the Fair Wages Commission and government has a universal view of the various conditions that are negotiated with various unions, often union leaders are looking at the particular conditions that their union wants.
Vice President Mahama also spoke about the depreciation of the cedi, which stems from the high demand for imported goods. He gave the assurance that the government's economic management team is working around the clock to shore up the value of the cedi. This, according to the Vice President, also requires some labor efforts as well. Mr. Kofi Asamoah, Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress, could not have started his speech without inviting the spirit of comradeship into the gathering. He said as elections draw near, official door must sit up and find solutions to the teething problems that have associated the implementation of the single spine salary structure. Mr. Asamoah also urged employees to attach some importance to their safety as far as the work environment is concerned, calling for the law to deal with organizations which seek profit at the expense of employees' safety to be applied.
Let me also emphasize the fact that there is a growing state of industrial accidents, and this is a matter of concern to the TEC and all its affiliates. The labor laws oblige employers to provide safe and healthy working environment and to work with unions to prevent workplace accidents. For the most part, some employers flout these simple life-saving guidelines in their blind pursuit for profit. And I would want to encourage you, I want to urge you to abide by the safety procedures at work. But you should not hesitate to withdraw your services when in the best judgment of you, the working environment is not safe and healthy. All these labor rights abuses have been made possible by the failure of the states and its agencies to enforce the provisions of our labor laws.
The four-day conference is looking at challenges of industrial relation practice in the maritime industry and the way forward.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of the Ghana Trades Union Congress, Kofi Asamoah, has urged government to ignore the advice by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to increase fuel prices, having been instrumental in fighting fuel prices price increases, the TUC says another upward adjustment would put a strain on the pockets of the ordinary Ghanaian. Brother Kofi Asamoah made the appeal at the 11th Quadrennial Conference of the Maritime and Dock Workers Union of the TUC at Winneba in the Central Region.
The living conditions of workers and their families is gradually deteriorating, and sooner or later we may have to be asking questions about levels of pay if the situation doesn't change. The IMF has itself recognized that the fact that the position of the city is impacting negatively on Ghanaians. The irony, however, is that in spite of this admission, the IMF is reported to have called on government to raise fuel prices. This means that workers who, according to the IMF, are suffering from the depreciation of the city are being expected to pay more for fuel. This advice can only come from an institution that is either oblivious to reality or chooses to ignore the reality. The TUC and its affiliates would like to make it clear and loud that it will not countenance any attempt to worsen the plight of workers and their families by following the advice of the IMF. We would like to restate our position that fuel price increases have wide-ranging effects on the living conditions of workers, their families, and indeed the generality of Ghanaians. Consequently, we reaffirm our belief that the state needs to maintain some amount of subsidies on petroleum products to cushion the impacts of price increases, particularly on the working people.
Secretary General of the TUC, Brother Kofi Asamoah,